You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Well, Earl, I'm feeling pretty good today. Had an interesting day yesterday. I won't get into detail about that, but just want to say one thing, that I'm thankful for being alive today, and that's all that matters.
That's generally my speech. But for a young man to say that, I guess, man, that's pretty telling. But anyway, I'm happy you're still here too, man. When we're 31 and we see it from that perspective, man, that's pretty good. But anyway, it is Thursday. And that means Thursdays with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor and founder of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. It's beautiful weather, and I'm just preparing for the summer to come anytime soon.
You're not happy to be alive, like the young man?
I am happy to be alive. I'm happy to be alive. That is great.
That kind of goes without saying, right? The alternative is not too good.
It's it's the challenge is like just living. The stress of living is something that we're now thinking every hour of the day about. Life is stressful as it is, and then you add to this the news, add to this any life event. So I am thinking that it's just managing stress alone is a key to better living. So we have to live the moment, and I learned this from many people who are overachieving, and I ask them, what's your secret? And most of them would tell me, I am living the moment, the task right in front of me. I'm not worried about yesterday because it's already done, happened. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I am living the moment. And that's key to feeling happy and living happy, because if we are going to carry loads of challenges and problems and kids and wife and life and all of that all the time, it's not going to work, Aaron. We have to live 1 minute at a time.
Well, today is really... And right now is the only time that you really promise, right? I mean, living in the moment. So let me ask you. We had a lot of rain yesterday, and by any stretch of the imagination, people would say, "What a horrible, dreadful, dreadful day!" But without all that rain, Dr. Omar, you can't get the trees to do what they do. You can't get the flowers, and everything else has been dormant. Life has been dormant, and now it starts to come back to life. That's what the spring is about. But there's some things we have to navigate in order to get right to the prime weather that we crave and love so much. And some of us have some difficult times navigating the process. Call the spring and what it brings.
Yeah, pollens. Pollens are going to start to fall, and seasonal allergies will start to flare up.
Well, what is a pollen? What is a pollen for those of us who don't know?
So let's say that our immune system is created in a way to protect us from invaders. And under many circumstances, there are... products in the weather and environment that can trigger our immune system to falsely think that these are invaders, so it will trigger an immune reaction. Pollens are coming from the trees during change of the seasons, and you would find them everywhere, from the trees, from the flowers, and it would cause many people to have what we call seasonal allergies. And some people have those allergies all year long, but the pollens would flare them up. And I want to kind of explain how the process happens so people understand how serious it can be to address it. But let's say that 50 million Americans suffer from allergies every single year. That's one in six of us sneezing, wheezing, or itching. Numbers have doubled up since 1970s, according to the CDC. Well, it's fair to say that we have like one in every household have kind of an allergy from one part or another, and pollen is just one of them. But there is also mold, dust, and foods, and all of these cause the releasing of what we call histamine and sparking inflammation in the body. And histamine production, we always say histamine, antihistaminics. So I want to decode this term and explain in simple words like what it means and how can we all year long work on combating those false reactions of the immune system.
Well, so let me ask you, Dr. Omar, are these allergies transferable? Can others, become exposed to allergies and from someone else?
That's a great question. It's more of there's more of a genetic factor there, and there is more of kind of unidentified immune system responses. But the way that it happens is very unique, because first, at the first attack of something that cause allergy, it affects antibodies in the body called IgE. And these IgE antibodies, it's the first time, just cause what we call sensitization, just send it a message that next time I will come attack me because I am an invader. It's a false message that comes to the immune system. Next time when it comes, the IgE message goes to what we call mast cell. And the mast cell is kind of a brain, like a brain or a kind of a control cell to produce these histamines. And those histamines are telling the body to react in a way that can be what we say the hives, the sneezing, and the congestion, nasal congestion. So they're not transferable from a person to another, but there is a genetic factor, and there is also changes that happened in the environment, sterile living habits that we're having that made those allergies flare up. And talking about this, there is a very unique research that came about a certain probiotics, a healthy gut bacteria that lives in the infant gut. And because mothers take antibiotics during pregnancy and during delivery, and due to the prevalence of the C-section cesarean deliveries, these certain type of bacteria get wiped out, kind of a genocide of bacteria that happens. And this is called the Bifidobacterium infantis. And the studies are showing that replacing those important probiotics is key to protect the young children from lifelong allergies. And I want to tell you that this kind of bacteria loves human milk, loves the breast milk. So we don't see a lot of problems of these allergies with breastfed kids. So breastfeeding is important, is great. And that is why there is a pioneering company in research created certain probiotics for pregnant women. The company is called Microbiome Labs, and the product is pregnancy support probiotics that is recommended for women who are pregnant to help to replace those important probiotics. So as you see, it's kind of that it's transferable. What is transferable is the attacking effect of what we're having in the environment that cause these allergies to develop later in life.
You know, Dr. Omar, you watch people. I watch people who suffer from these allergies, and that can be pretty rough on people. I mean, I see people get really, really sick and from allergies. So they're not just something that's not can it be something serious in the long run? Or these things that, you know, that will just automatically get better, or should we really be focused on them if we have them?
Yeah, we have people that call in sick every year. I think there are statistics that show that during seasonal allergies flare up during the pollen seasons, many people call in sick because of those flare ups. If someone is keeps sneezing all day long, they are not going to be able to be productive, and everyone around them will not be happy working with them. So people will need to take action, and there are ways to deal with those. And there are medications, over-the-counter medications, and also supplements that help to control these seasonal allergies. Just a challenge happens if we are always dealing with the symptoms, not dealing with the cause, because we see people taking loratadine and Allegra all year long, and there is maybe another issue that is happening that cause these allergies to flare up. But let me just put the basics in place. There are what we call H1 receptor antagonists, or H2 receptor antagonists. The first generation of antihistamines are things like Benadryl. And Benadryl is like what we take when there is kind of an acute allergic reaction. Benadryl is the diphenhydramine, but it's not recommended to take longer term because it causes sedation effects. And for seniors who take Benadryl to help them sleep, because a side effect is drowsiness and falling asleep, seniors that take it longer term to help them sleep, they found that there's linkage between dementia and taking Benadryl longer term. Next, I will talk about the other antihistaminics that are more recommended than the Benadryl.
All right, 855-752-4842. It's Thursday. I mean, it's Thursday with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429. or go to willtopiarx.com
and
they're going to reach me.
And so, Cardi, if people hear something that they want, that they, you know, want to, you know, think about, but they missed, or from any other show, what can they do?
Well, Earl, they can always tap into civicmedia.us and check out the Earl Ingram or check out the Earl Ingram page, content page on there, or they can go on civicmedia.us on the YouTube page and they can click on the Earl Ingram Show and they can follow all episodes from day one to now.
Wow, man, I made the big time. I got a content page, whatever that is. But anyway, if you have any questions or comments, you know, Dr. Omar is willing to entertain those as well. Our conversation right now is about allergies and what you can do where that time of the year is upon us. Dr. Omar, so children have even a more difficult time with these allergies than adults. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, because children do not complain. They just keep
right.
sneezing, and they don't take many of the available products that are pills and capsules. And of course, they would have more problems, because identifying that they have seasonal allergies can be challenging. And that's why also the pharmaceutical industry and the natural industry have products that would help the children. So we have products that are naturally, they have quercetin and they have vitamin C that work really well as chewables to help with allergies. And we also have readily dissolved tablets in the mouth that have quercetin, which is kind of natural way of helping to control the allergies. So these are out there, but we don't want to misunderstand a seasonal allergy with kind of gut sensitivity issue to a food that we're eating. Because many times when we have congestion in the nose and we have hives and we have those kind of symptoms of seasonal allergy, we have a challenge of foods that we are eating that we are reacting to. So it is safe to say that we have to always check about the cause of these allergies to make sure that we narrow it down to seasonal allergies.
You know, Dr. Omar, I've seen people who, as I said earlier, really struggle with this, eyes red and running, nose just flat out miserable. And so, you know, you talked about over-the-counter things. You know, Benadryl especially is one that you always, it's always the first thing on the list. You go talk to a pharmacist in the average pharmacy, they're going to tell you, take Benadryl. But you also mentioned that Benadryl can be dangerous if you take it too much.
A couple of things. Benadryl is drowsy. So if you want to take something during the day, it will be better to move to what we call second generation antihistamines or antihistaminics. So we can start with something like Claritin. We're talking about pharmaceuticals. Claritin, loratadine, works for 24 hours, but it's very mild in its effect. Next, we can use something stronger like Allegra or fexofenadine, and that works for the whole day. It's great for daytime, doesn't cause any sedation. The faster effect can happen from what we call Zyrtec, Z-Y-R-T-E-C. That's another antihistaminic that's stronger, faster, can cause mild drowsiness. And there is a stronger form of it called the Kezal. So they are all weird names, but they all help and work. And I recommend it to people, if they're going to use it beyond a few weeks, to move to a natural product. Because unfortunately, all of the antihistaminics still have side effects. They can cause dry mouth. They can cause mild drowsiness. And they are still medications. So to help with more of control of these allergies as a natural way, we try to come up with a combination of products that have quercetin, stinging nettle, vitamin C, and what we call also DAO enzymes. And DAO enzymes help to break down the histamine in the gut. before this kind of allergic food going to be absorbed and causing these allergic reactions. So the natural products are trying to help those allergic reactions in a more natural way. And the positive with them come is that you can take them longer than the other products without having side effects. And they help more to control the immune system responses. And there is several of them that we like. One of them is called Hista La Vista. That's a product at Wiltopia that has a quercetin, stinging nettle, vitamin C, a 30 years old formula that people are taking for a long time. And many of them are happy taking it even longer than the course of the seasonal allergies, because they have just, they're flaring up to dusts or pollens or several things, and they need something to take longer. And of course, the side effect of the natural medicine for the allergies is that they are more expensive than the pharmaceutical over-the-counter products in many times.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor and founder of Welltopia Pharmacy. You can join us.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love?
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacy on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar is on the Dr. Omar, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you,
go to wiltopiarx.com. They can schedule a consult there or leave me a message or go to call me at 262-429-9429.
And Cardi, if people miss something?
Well, or if they're missing anything going on with the Earl Ingram Show, they could always tap into civicmedia.us on the website, check out the Earl Ingram page, or they could also check out your social media accounts at Facebook and also on the YouTube page at civicmedia.com. Click on your Earl Ingram Show, and they can view everything from today on to past episodes.
And so Dr. Omar will take any questions or comments that any of you have dealing with anything with your health. So, Dr. Omar, you always go back to the gut. I can't think of anything that would make me believe there's a correlation between my allergy and my gut and the food that I eat. And why does it always go back to the gut?
Because we are what we eat, you know. And the challenges that happen is, like, if someone is having these kind of symptoms of allergy, like rhinitis, runny nose, and nasal congestion for weeks and weeks, we should dive deep into the main core reason that this is happening. So many times we are sensitive to certain foods that we eat. And when they are absorbed from the intestines to the bloodstream, they cause this kind of signal to the immune system, react, react, there is an invader coming. So this kind of mucus build up, this kind of sneezing, this is kind of a sign that something is happening down there. So there is a prominent gastroenterologist doctor who always says, if it's up there in the nose, it's down there in the gut. And that's why, like, if something is lingering for several weeks, we should always test the gut, check if there is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. If there is a problem I monitor happening after I eat certain foods. Some people would tell you after I eat tomatoes every time, I feel like I am having these flare-ups of allergies. So checking on dairy and gluten, if you are sensitive to them, not just allergic, but sensitive to them. So one of the tricks that you can do to your body is like to ditch the gluten and dairy for 4 to 6 weeks and notice what is happening, and then introduce again dairy, check to see if your allergies are flaring up or not, and then introduce dairy, see if your allergies are flaring up or not. So this is kind of simple ways to check. I had a patient that came to me a week ago, and she told me that she had cold and flu symptoms. She tested positive for COVID. And after that, she tested also positive for upper respiratory tract infection. She got treated heavily with antibiotics. And after that, she took antihistaminics. And for several weeks, she still had these kind of symptoms of allergy. And she's asking me, what else can I do? And she's taking nasal anticongestants. She's taking everything. And we're testing several things. But one of the things that can happen early is that we might have bacteria in the upper respiratory tract in the nasal passage. And this bacteria surrounds itself with what we call a biofilm, which is like a layer of protection from the antibiotics. So you take the antibiotics and it's not working for the bacteria that's localized in the nose. And one of the ways to deal with that is that there is a culture sensitivity test that's done in the upper respiratory tract. And then we see this culture in the pharmacy, and we create a compounded nasal spray specifically for the bacteria and the fungi in the upper respiratory tract. And that's kind of more of a unique way of dealing with chronic allergies. So that's why I'm sending a message to people who are having a family member or they are having those kind of flare-up of allergies without a reason, all year long, and they go to a prescriber and they write them loratadine every single day, 11 refills because of those allergies. There might be something else you need to address. You might need also to check the vitamin D levels, the zinc levels, as low levels mess up with immunity and cause this kind of wrong messages that come from allergens. Checking on detoxification, especially the space that you are around. Swap out synthetic scents and grab a HEPA filter to help to clean the air where you live. So I would create like a checklist of things I have to do to clean my environment, clean my food, and go over a step-by-step kind of approach. Because when you improve these symptoms and you help your immune system react better, that will help the quality of life.
You know, Dr. Omar, your explanation and the way you explain things, the immune system being on guard and sending an alarm that, hey, the enemy is coming, and all those things, it's not just colorful, but it makes it easier for us, for me anyway, to understand after all these decades exactly what's going on with my system, how my body works, and all those different things. Never knew about those things, not to the degree that I do now since you've been on the air. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. You have a question or comment?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Omar. My
Morning,
question
Jim.
isn't related. It's not related to
It doesn't have to
allergies,
be.
however.
It doesn't have to be. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Earl. A family member is on Eliquis, the blood thinner, and of course also has arthritis. Okay, so my question is, should that person be conscientious of what they take for the OTC, over the counter for the arthritis, such as ibuprofen or Tylenol, if they're going to have to mix it 2 times a day with Eliquis, the thinner? I've heard that maybe Tylenol may be a little bit better, so I'm going to suggest that to them. but they like ibuprofen. But I've read that ibuprofen and Eliquis don't mix so much. So I'm wondering what Dr. Omar feels about that.
It's a great question. Hang on.
As a blood thinner, Eliquis have many drug interactions for any medication or supplement that would increase the bleeding risk. So I agree with you. Ibuprofen would not be my first choice. Tylenol would be my my first choice. It's more safer for this patient. And I also want your relative to investigate the use of low-dose naltrexone to help with the arthritic pain. Because LDN or low-dose naltrexone, the compounded medication of a very old drug, has been changing lives of many patients with arthritic pain. So, and it's okay to take with Eliquis. It's okay to take with many other medications unless the patient is taking an opioid. So, and it's also safer longer term than using Tylenol longer term. Because a problem with Tylenol, like if the patient is taking high dose for long term, it kind of depletes the liver. You can see a patient taking easily like 650 milligram 3-4 times a day. There is an upper limit of 3 to 4 grams per day. So that's why it's like chronic use of Tylenol also is not recommended. We want to seek other forms of help. And as I tell you, like LDN is great. Unfortunately, curcumin or turmeric is having also blood thinning effect. So we do not want to take this with Eliquis. Omega-3 fish oil that is going to help to a bit with the arthritic pain, but we also don't want to go beyond the 2 grams per day because of increasing of bleeding risk. So in plain term, I would tell you any medication, any new medication or supplement, the pharmacist always looks at certain medications with increased bleeding risk. One of them is the Eliquis, and I see Eliquis like with many patients who are seniors who've had a previous cardiovascular event. So I like this question, and I think it was good to provide this kind of explanation of how important is it to check on the medications and supplements with the blood thinners. Before I forget also, the CBD products, they can increase bleeding risk and can affect the Eliquis, how it works. So if CBD, someone is taking CBD for pain relief and they also have warfarin or Eliquis or Xarelto, they should also take the confirmation of their practitioner or their doctor that it's okay for them to do that.
Okay, Jim. All right, thank you very much for the call. So, Dr. Omar, I have to say to you, you know, you sound like an MD. you don't sound like what
kind of, you know, we complement each other. Like I work daily with doctors and nurse practitioners, and I learn from them, they learn from me. So I know more about medications, but I also I am well versed into the functional medicine approach, and more than that, I like to combine between the pharmaceutical products and the natural medicines. And as you know, there is so much sources of information now, and doctors are bombarded with drug reps. And I am as a pharmacist also, I have different sources of information. So I find that there is God's pharmacy, there is the pharmaceuticals. These are all tools that we can use for better health. And at the same time, since my first day in working as a pharmacist, I decided that I am always going to work with the team of care for the patient. So my door is open always to talk to providers, and I'm always humbling myself with science and with research and with opening the conversation with the circle of care around the patient. We want one patient, one doctor, one pharmacist. And I always tell my patients and clients during the consultations, you know what, I will talk to your doctors and tell them what we're doing here, because if I am doing something, I don't want to go against any treatment plan that you have. If you're being treated from cancer, from arthritis, cardiovascular risk, high blood pressure, I have to talk to the providers to kind of optimize patient medications. And that's the emerging role of pharmacists, because we get trained on so many medications and treatments. You know, prescription pad is just a tool that we can always optimize as pharmacists.
So Dr. Omar, you don't sound like any pharmacist I ever knew in the past. because the vast knowledge that you have, not only of the medications, but the person themselves, the physiology of the person, right, of a human being. And so all pharmacists don't have that kind of vast knowledge, or do they, or is that part of the requirement of being a pharmacist today?
To be honest with you, like, I deal with so many pharmacists that have vast knowledge. They know more than me about, like, pharmaceuticals and medications. But diving deep into the natural and functional medicine approaches and the molecules of, let's say, the quercetin, what is vitamin C, what are types of vitamin C, that requires extra curriculum research and passion. Knowing and understanding compounding, if you're not doing it every day, well, why would you bother? But there is also different fields in pharmacy, Earth. There is like a specialty pharmacy that would be more versed into the cancer medications and the biologics. So it is just so much out there. And unfortunately, because of the drainage of workflow, we see the pharmacist always locked behind the screen trying to make sure that the patient is getting the correct medication, and they don't have a lot of time for counseling. But if pharmacists spend more time in counseling, you will see how much knowledge is out there to support patients.
All right, 855-752-4842. Hang on, Gail. We'll be right with you. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. And I'll tell you something. Well, let me do this. Let's go to the phone lines first. Hey, good morning, Gail from Kenosha. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yes. I read where eating red grapes can help with allergies. Is that true?
Well, I am more worried about red grapes with the high sugar index, because it's one of the fruits that if you eat a lot of, it is going to increase the blood sugar quickly. So it can help with allergies, yes, in a small but powerful way, because it's rich in quercetin and resveratrol. Quercetin is mast cell stabilizer, which is kind of helps with regulation of the histamine production. And resveratrol also is anti-inflammatory, all right? But to get the therapeutic dose of quercetin or resveratrol, you really need a lot of grapes daily. So it will help, but it can affect badly your blood sugar. And it's easier for you to take a supplement that has the quercetin and resveratrol to help with the same purpose, but in a more powerful way.
Gail?
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is just fascinating to find out just this body and the systems and how they interact, and you know, even at this late juncture of my life, not having known much at all about all of the different things that we've been talking about and over, you know, this extended period of in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. And so, you know, to be able to, and you put it in a verbiage that I think all of us can understand so well. But let's get back quickly to what you talk about when you're constantly talking about supplements for people who may just be joining us, and why you're so doggone, you know, centered on supplements.
Sure. It's like, to summarize what we're saying about allergies, for instance, allergies are your body talking. Don't just mute them. Deal with them. Use medications smart. If you're going to take a medication when you go to bed, if you're going to use Benadryl pills or diphenhydramine, use it for a few nights. But longer than that, it's not recommended. If you need medications and you need something to take during the day, you can, during the day that's not drowsy, try to use something like Claritin. Stronger are the Allegra and Cetirizine. But if you want to go to the natural supplements that have much less side effect profile, you're going to invest a little more money, and you're going to get products with quercetin, vitamin C, NAC. Check on names like Hista, La Vista products, Histaquell. For children, check on chewable tablets of Hista Junior. These are supplements only at Wellopia, by the way. And if you do not want to swallow capsules or tablets, there is also liposomal delivery liquid that you can pump in your mouth, coming from a company called the Quicksilver. So there are many products. Then the main question that we will have is like, what do I do if it's more chronic than using it longer than a few weeks? That's when we want to dive deep into the root cause of these allergies. Check first with your primary doctor. Check with the functional medicine practitioner that you know, and try to figure out if there is something in relationship with foods that you eat or the gut health that you have. There is IBS or problems in the tight junctions in your gut that makes these flare-ups more problematic. Also, check if you've had an infection in your nose, in the upper respiratory tract, that need to be identified. That will need more of customized medication according to the case, and that's when you're going to invest some money into making testing for what is the culture of what's up there in your nasal passage that's causing the allergies. So you can start with the simplest solutions and then go to the next solution, go to the next solution. It is just listen to your body. And swing by Wellopia or give us a call, and we'll help you build up a plan for your optimum health.
You know, quickly, only got a couple seconds left, Dr. Omar. Oh, my gosh, when I eat tomatoes or tomato sauce, my ears itch like crazy. I could scratch them off. It really sucks because I love Italian food and tomatoes. Allergy, could that be an allergy?
It could be an allergy, and what I recommend to you if you still want to eat tomatoes is to take a product called DAO inhibitor, DAO, diamine oxidase. We have one from Zymergen, one from Seeking Health, and you have to eat it every time you eat tomatoes. So that's going to break down the histamine production before it absorbs it in your gut. Give us a call, and we will help you with something that will help you to enjoy the tomatoes.
And what's that number?
262-429-9429.
All right, Doc, we got to leave it there. You've been officially been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist and the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Up next, we're going to talk about, Donald Trump and 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 Elon Musk on the Earl Ingram Show. All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.